Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire, and with trades, and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire, and with trades, and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is so simple. Rocket can. I'm here with producer Carlos Ortiz. I'm here being joined by you all over North America. My friends who are just, I don't know where the hell you driving. You going on a road trip? Coming from somewhere? You going somewhere for the weekend? Are you leaving work? You going to work? Getting ready to do something, I don't know, adult on a Friday night. Good for you. I'm an adult, maybe. Here, talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online, on the internet, everywhere, at JR Sport Brief. It's been a busy night. Typically, we would spend a great deal of time discussing the upcoming NFL games, and we're going to get to some NFL before I get out of here this hour. You can bet on it. But we have had history made tonight in Major League Baseball. No, Aaron Judge did not hit his 61st home run, but Albert Pujols, he did better. Albert Pujols hit 2 home runs. Tonight, as the St. Louis Cardinals are in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers, he hit home run number 699, which was a 2-run shot in the 3rd inning. And then in the 4th inning, Albert Pujols went out there and hit his 700th home run, a 3-run shot. At that point, he accounted for all of the Cardinals' offense. This very moment, as they try to close things up here, moving towards the bottom of the ninth, St. Louis leads 11-0. The Dodgers have not put a run on the board. And so Albert Pujols, he moves into exclusive territory. In the 1 million years that baseball has been played, he is now only the 4th man to hit 700 home runs. It's Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Barry Bonds. And so good. Congratulations. Beautiful, amazing thing. He's had a great career, 22 years, and he's well-deserving. And so Aaron Judge, we got to wait a little bit longer to see when he hit 61, tying Roger Maris for the single-season American League home run record. We got to wait a while. And so I've been embracing your calls, some of them negative. Oh, these guys, I think they're cheating. And then others, yeah, a good amount positive. It's like, give me a reason that they're cheating. You know, give me some evidence before you just throw out the accusation. I'm in the latter category. I understand the problems in drug use in baseball, but these two guys haven't given me any inclination that they're out there doping. And yeah, what guy doping does, but not these two. Doesn't mean it's not happening, but I don't feel it is. I have no reason to. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's talk some NFL action. We have some great games coming up this Sunday, and unfortunately, we have a great deal of injuries as well. Ebel is calling from Chicago. Ebel, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Are you Ebel or Ebel? What's your name?
Ebel.
Ebel. I said it right the first time. What's up?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to thank you and Carlos for taking my call. And I'd like to meet everybody in the middle. Congratulations to Pujols. Can't wait to Aaron Judge do it. But, I mean, right now we are witnessing some of the greatest sports history in history. Between those two guys in baseball and Shaho in baseball, come on. Well, you sure got to take pride in, I don't care what sport you like, but you got to take pride in being somebody that even is interested in sports right now. This is way too much history going on at one time.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'll hang up and listen to you because I am ecstatic. Yeah. I was listening to you when he hit 699. And when you said he hit 700, I jumped out of my chair, took a shot, and says, it doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, well, damn. What'd you take a shot of?
Jack Daniels.
Oh, you in the house?
I'm in the garage.
Oh, well, take a shot for me, too, okay, Ebal?
Absolutely. That'll be my last shot of the night.
Okay.
And I'll listen to you guys.
Okay.
But I appreciate everything going on in baseball right now.
No, I hear you, Ebel, and thank you for calling from Chicago. Yeah, a shot for me is typically a double. But anyway, I agree with you. This is the type of thing that can draw in a casual baseball fan because you start hearing about it, and it might pique your curiosity. You might tune in. Cindy calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, JR. I have to admit that I'm still holding a grudge when Roger Maris beat Mickey Mantle in the single-season home run derby. Not derby, yeah. But that's still thing. I still enjoy baseball, but I'm curious if, not necessarily groove a pitch, but if you were pitching to Mr. Pujols, would you kind of put it in the strike zone with whatever I would call plausible deniability? Would you kind of give him a good pitch?
You're asking me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think as a competitor, unless you're really a friend, you know, you're trying to serve up a meatball, I think most players want to go at the guy when, you know, you just accept it if it happens, you know?
Yeah, I don't mean a meatball. Like I said, just sort of, I don't know, not necessarily paint the corner.
Yeah, well, as a pitcher, the pitcher's still trying to go out there and win. I mean, in the case of Aaron Judge, it seems that, you know, you have pitchers who are trying to pitch around him, and he's been very selective. He's not swinging, and, I mean, even tonight, I think he struck out twice, and then he still got a hit in one regard, and he's batting 315, so it's...
Oh, absolutely. He's an extraordinary baseball player. I agree with you on that. And I'm very glad that Pujols has gotten into the 700 club. And I thank you for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of the evening.
You as well. Thank you so much, Cindy, for calling from Texas. You know, that actually is going to prompt me, knowing that Albert Pujols, not only has he passed Alex Rodriguez, he has moved into that 700 club. Let me see if Alex Rodriguez has, did he share a message of encouragement or thanks? No, he hasn't. Yeah, I guess he's, Alex Rodriguez is probably having a shot right now. It could have been me, Yeah, it could have been, too bad. Joe is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R., thanks so much for taking my call. I'm 73 years old, man. I'm a long-time baseball fan, J.R. I used to collect baseball cards when I was a little boy. And moreover, man, my dad's name is Jake Carter. He's one of the greatest center fielders ever played baseball here in Detroit or anywhere else. He was drafted 3 years after Jackie Robinson got called up to the Brooklyn Dodgers by those same Brooklyn Dodgers. Unfortunately, My dad didn't have the right demeanor to take the abuse and was sent back home. But I've seen my dad hit home runs, and I asked dad, I would be the bad boy, JR. I said, Dad, how'd you hit that ball? Do you want you to come to him? He tell me, he said, look, when that ball is coming at me at 90 miles an hour, he said, it's as big as a grapefruit.
I said,
what?
What?
That's a gift, JR. And yes. I don't think it's commonly distributed around baseball. You know, I think Mays might have had it, Maris might have had it. But my point is, I've been following baseball a long time. And it wasn't until the steroid era, JR. I mean, I followed Juan Marichal, Orlando Cepeda. But when the steroid era hit in the 80s, suddenly these Latin American players began to lead the league in hitting and home runs and pitching and RBI and everything, man. You know, now, I don't know if these guys...
What are we doing? Why are we picking on Latin American players?
Huh?
What you...
All I'm saying is, man, okay. I don't know if these guys are taking anything, and I'm not going to accuse them, but there's so much suspicion because baseball hasn't yet found the reliable test. David Ortiz tested one time positive, but then he went to the Hall of Fame. Now, if he's going to go into the Hall of Fame, I'm a strong advocate that Bonds, McGuire, all the rest of them go in, man. They knew what was going on, in the 80s.
All right,
and
well, about it. I hear you, Joe, and thank you for calling from Detroit. It's not just the Latin American players. I mean, you just named the black guy who has let everybody know that he was a jerk throughout his career. And that's Barry Bonds. Last time I checked also, Mark McGuire, he wasn't black or Latin American. He was white. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a final score. It's official. The St. Louis Cards, they go out there and they blank the Los Angeles Dodgers. They blank them 11-0. Albert Pujols contributed 5 of those runs. And I think we'll be able to go ahead and... Hey, Carlos, do we have both home runs?
That we do, JR.
You know what? Let's not waste any time. Albert
Tommy
Pujols.
Edmund leads at first base as Andrew Haney deals. A swing! A long one! Left center field! That's the gunner! A gunner for Pujols! He is at 8 or 6.99 now as he hit that one a mile. Oh, did he get into it? Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a 3-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022.
Oh, the calls, number 699 and 700, courtesy of the Cardinals Radio Network. Yeah, he went back-to-back, third inning, 699, fourth inning, number 700, the first home run, a 2-run shot, the second one, a 3-run shot. Must be nice to be Mr. Albert Pujols tonight. Must feel good. And you win the game 11-0. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy calling from New Orleans. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, y'all, where you at, brother? Man, I gotta be honest. I was just as shocked as you. I tuned into the show, and, like, your first two calls were just, like, that negative dude from Canada and then, like, the weightlifter guy. Why aren't there not fireworks in the sky tonight, JR? This man hit number 700, and he accounted for 5 runs. In between those two, right? And he did it against the Dodgers, who last time I checked were, you know, probably going to be in the World Series in some people's minds, right? Why are they so negative? And I was telling the producer, who I thought was Shep, but you know, I guess y'all gave him the night off, which is great. But those wounds must run so deep, JR, that the guy Sosa and McGuire and you know Palmeiro and that they run so deep that they haven't healed, and I feel so bad for those guys, those people who cannot realize, like one of the callers previously said, we are witnessing history. and these guys can't get past that. But that's how deep that stuff runs, man. I mean, it goes all the way to, what was the skinny white kid who played for the Brewers who got popped?
Ryan Braun.
Yeah, it went all the way up to there until it stopped, and that's how deep it runs, and they can't get past it, and it just it ruined it for these people, and I feel really, really bad for those people, man. And, but thank God for you and you know, talking about it and everything like that, and I know why A-Rod hadn't responded.
Because he's somewhere crying in his beer.
He doesn't have Apple TV either, okay?
Oh, he doesn't. Well, I think Alex Rodriguez, he can afford an Apple TV for the whole country, but He's
Bro,
probably,
I don't think it matters. I don't think you could be A-Rod or the President of the United States or whatever. Apple TV is hard to get, man. And look, next time when you get down to New Orleans, bro, I got your first double, okay?
Hey, I'll be in New Orleans in 2 weeks from now, okay? I'll be at Tulane.
All right, boss. Take it, ladies.
All right, thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Yeah, shout-outs to my folks at Tulane as I get ready to make another stop on the Media for the Movement tour. Yeah, shout-outs to my friends at Special Olympics and also Experian for helping to make it all happen. I made my first stop this week at Fordham. Next week, all my friends in Philly, I will see you, and I'll be making my way on down to Louisiana. Let's go to South Carolina right now and talk to Sammy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I am just a little bit more interested in all these home run records, starting with Mark McGwire. Does he hold the record for most home runs in a career?
No, he doesn't. The most home runs in a career is held by Barry Bonds at 762.
Okay, that's right. It's Barry Bonds. Okay, Barry Bonds. So baseball accepts that record?
Yeah, it's in the record books, yes.
And no asterisk?
No, that they don't exist in the record books, no.
Okay, because if that one's accepted, I don't even care about a 42-year-old man being rejuvenated. He's an incredible hitter at 42 to be able to do that with or without steroids. I respect him like crazy. I'm not sure how many home runs has he hit this year.
Well, Albert Pujols is now at 20 following his 699 and 700.
I can believe it. The thing with Barry Bonds is not only was he showing physical attributes of someone heavily on steroids, he was also showing the crankiness that steroids give him. I don't think anyone doubts that Bonds did steroids, and he has never admitted it, but one has to believe that more likely than not he was doing them for too much of his later career. His early career, he showed how good a baseball player he was, and it's a shame. It's a shame that he took steroids. And with respect to Pujols, I haven't even seen him play and haven't seen his physique. I'm not sure if there's any possibility that you could think that he's doing them. But at 700 home runs, it would be cool. It would be cool if Pujols did not do steroids and was willing to take a test or two, otherwise known as...
Oh, my God.
So many people are doubting that this 42-year-old man.
Yeah, but for what? Why give credence to nonsense, man? What do we want him to do? Hey, Albert Pujols. And by the way, number 699 was his 20th. Albert Pujols has now hit 21 home runs here for the season. What is he supposed to do? Albert Pujols rounds third. He comes home. And then he pees in a cup for the world to watch? What do you want him to do? Is it that serious? Are the wounds that deep? Hey, Aaron Judge, you just hit 61 home runs. Hey, whip it out. We need to see that you're clean. Here, we got a rapid test. Like, what are we doing? Are people that upset? Did they steal your joy? Damn. Sheesh. Mike is calling from Baltimore. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm okay.
I just want to congratulate Pujols on making 700. And, you know, he's been a player that's pretty much stayed under the radar as far as controversy. The biggest controversy with Pujols had been like, it was like questions about his age. You know, people were saying that he was a lot older than you know, what they're saying 42 or whatever. But, you know, that's about the biggest controversy Pujols had. And just the fact that, you know, I guess the people in St. Louis were heartbroken when he left. But I say, you know, more power to him, man, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate Mike for coming through with some positivity. We need a little bit more of it. I've never heard so many people be asking for a drug test in my life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Next thing you know, somebody's going to be, hey, JR, take a drug for what? I don't play baseball. Especially in a Friday night, people are asking for drug tests. But leave Pujols and Judge alone. These guys ain't bothering nobody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to update you on some NFL football. Yeah, we got football coming up this Sunday. We'll talk about that. I'll leave the phone lines open. We'll get more of your calls in before I roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Look at that Albert Pujols just stealing all the shine. 700 home runs. Absolutely amazing. There is NFL football coming up. I do want to run you through some of the games very quickly. And then I'm going to get back to your calls. And then I'm going to blink. And then I'm going to have to shut the hell up. That's how it happens. They give me 4 hours. And I say, hey, I give you four. We saw what took place last night. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't know what offense is. And the Browns just ran all over them. They got us started with week three. And we got more games coming up. This is one of the games that I really want to see this upcoming Sunday. And I think they call it America's Game of the Week. 4 p.m. Eastern, give or take, one on the West. Aaron Rodgers, the Buccaneers. You got Tom Brady with a busted hand. You got Tom Brady, he's going to be missing Godwin with his hammy. You also got to think about Mike Evans and his suspension. And then you got the other old guy, he's not Tom Brady old at 45, you got Aaron Rodgers. And what a big shock and surprise. Sammy Watkins is supposed to be helping out Aaron Rodgers on the offensive side of the ball, and Sammy Watkins is also hurt already with a hammy. What a surprise. The Buccaneers have been destroying everybody, especially that defense. And Aaron Rodgers, he might be running for his life. But one thing is very clear. Aaron Rodgers, he spoke to the media. He's friends with Tom Brady. He respects Tom Brady. But Aaron Rodgers says, I ain't playing until I'm 45.
I have a lot of other interests outside the game. The game's been really, really good to me. I feel like I've given my all to the game. At some point, it'll be time to do something else. And I strongly believe that'll be before 45.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers will turn 39 years old the beginning of December. I don't even want to think about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do post-career. Probably going to have some type of podcast. You're going to sit around and say crazy things. Maybe he can connect with Kyrie Irving. I know Kyrie is about a decade younger, but maybe they can get together and just be a power couple. But what do I know? Speaking of injuries, unfortunately, Tom Brady's squad is dealing with a lot of them. Jimmy Garoppolo is back. Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to take on Denver. And I mean, Denver is still trying to show that they got life with Russell Wilson. They're trying to let this guy, quote unquote, cook. And Jimmy Garoppolo is glad that he's even available to cook anything on the field. This is what he said.
you always want to be on that field, you know, so it's you always have that in your mind that you're preparing that way. And then just for how things have worked out, I mean, it's pretty crazy, but I don't know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a big believer in that. And just, you know, it's just another opportunity.
Just another opportunity. It's not just another opportunity. They made your ass take a pay cut. They put your replacement out on the field and he broke his ankle. And let's not act like you're made out of titanium or not titanium. Hey, Carlos, do you know what Wolverine adamantium, right? That's what he was.
Adamantium. I'm so glad you're going the comic book route.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't break it. That's not Jimmy Garoppolo. He's the opposite. He's Mr. Glass. He needs to be careful. George Kittle will be back. It will help him. And then let's see what Russell Wilson can do. San Francisco at Denver. I'll be looking out for that matchup. Another matchup, if I want to think about the NFC West, we got another one coming up. The Arizona Cardinals and the Rams. The last time we saw the Rams and the Cards, the Rams were on their way to the Super Bowl, and they beat the living hell out of the Cardinals in the first round of the playoffs. That was like a Monday Night Football playoff game. Kyler Murray might as well just get ready for all of the abuse in the world. Their head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, he knows this already. He says the Rams, yeah, they beat the hell out of us.
I mean, they've obviously had our number here for a long time, and that's not lost upon us, but we're just trying to improve. The last 2 weeks, we have started so slow, and 12 penalties last week, and there's a lot that we had to focus on us, and we know they're a talented team and defending champs, and so it's really been about us improving this week.
Okay, yeah. What else are you going to say? We improved this week. Hopefully you don't have to come from behind to beat anybody. And Aaron Donald, I mean, he's going to be out there trying to body slam Kyler Murray. I'm expecting it to happen maybe once or twice, maybe three times. And Aaron Donald understands this. He's a giant human being. Kyler Murray is a smaller one, and you gotta keep an eye out on him.
Obviously, they got a good running game, and he's a part of that running game, and he's able to do a lot of things, extend plays. And you know, if you don't bottle him up, if you don't get to him, if you don't make him comfortable, it can be a long day for us.
Yeah, just make him run for his life. That'll help. Speaking of someone running for his life, this is another matchup I'm looking forward to, despite some of Buffalo's backs and guys still running around hurt. Buffalo's wiping the floor with everybody, but now they got to deal with Waddle. They got to deal with Hill. They got to deal with Tua Tagovailoa having all the confidence in the world that he can look to his left, he can look to his right, and that he has wideouts who can just catch a ball 3 yards and take it 90-plus. Tua Tagovailoa, he talked about all the offensive weapons, how much his teammates help him out.
I think I feel comfortable distributing the ball to our playmakers, you know, just getting the ball into the hands of our playmakers and letting them go to work.
Oh, man, I wish I could throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. And Waddle, hey, man, here, take it. You go with it. I wouldn't throw a pass more than 3 yards. Must be nice. Shout-outs to Coach McDaniel, too. He's actually a good coach. Something that Dallas is trying to figure out. And, man, even me, I wish they had a nice owner. He doesn't know how to shut the hell up. We know Dak Prescott looks like he might be returning sooner than later from that bone broken above his hand. And Jerry Jones has now taken the opportunity after one full start by Cooper Rush. Jerry Jones wants to run around and tell everybody, oh, yeah, I'd love a little bit of quarterback controversy. Listen to this nonsense.
Okay, wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing had happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Yeah, the Cowboys take on the Giants on Monday night, and Jerry Jones, he treats his team like it's Hunger Games. He does the same thing with his head coach, McCarthy. yeah, he's my coach now, but I got options. And Dan Quinn can be the coach too, but he's not. If I wanted him to, he could be. Like, what are we doing here? And so you just heard Jerry Jones say, yeah, I'd welcome a quarterback controversy. Well, I guess Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, they're not on the same page. This is what Mike McCarthy had to say about the quarterback situation.
You know, once again, I mean, we've talked about the comments. I think, you know, like anything, you know, when you look at the whole thing and particularly the start, it's about winning. And that's all we really care about. But there's no quarterback controversy.
That's your starter.
That's our starter.
Well, Jerry Jones wants a dilemma. Give Jerry Jones a dilemma. If he wants one, give it to him. Damn it. Jerry Jones is funny. They need to treat him like the Truman Show. We get more images and videos of him eating Egg McMuffins with salt. He'd be setting up the Hunger Games in the office. You know what? Forget that. I don't want to know what Jerry Jones does in his off time. I don't. Not interested. I've read some of the stories and seen some of the accusations. So forget I mentioned that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. You can call me about whatever before I roll out. We talked about Ime Udoka. We've talked about Judge and Pujols. And oh yeah, Brett Favre, there's another person snitching, by the way, and they pled guilty and they're going to be singing like a canary. Brett Favre better be careful all that money that he took. I didn't know where it came from. Okay, good luck. I'm going to take your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this has been a busy week. Obviously, I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. No, I'm not signing off yet. I'm going to get to your calls before I do so. Robert Sarver, Ime Udoka, Aaron Judge, Albert Pujols, the Buffalo Bills, comebacks, blowouts. Shoutouts to Roger Federer. Roger Federer is done with tennis. It's been a busy week. I'm sure I forgot something. My bad. What's going to happen next week? Oh, media day. The Boston Celtics had press conferences today, and I mean, media day. NBA teams are going to be sitting around next week. Whoa. Things are going to get real interesting in Brooklyn, in Los Angeles, in Boston. Let's get real interesting before I roll out. We got a bunch of callers on the line. I'm going to ask that everyone I talk to be succinct. I want to get everyone on. I need you, the callers, to help me out. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. Please make your point, get straight to it, so we can try to get as many people on as possible. Let's see how long it is before I have to go. Hurry up. Hey, Jim is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Try your best.
Well, through all the steroid thing, there's two players that really just irk me about the whole deal. And it's Barry Bonds. And I can't remember if it was Jeremy or Jason Giambi threw his body out of whack and couldn't play for the rest of the year and the next year.
That'd be Jason
out,
Giambi.
They
yes,
took
Jason.
Clomid. I asked my mother, who's a nurse, works in surgery, what Clomid is. If you have a hysterectomy, they give you Premarin. They give you Clomid also so women don't get the mustaches and all that kind of stuff people joke about. Well, Clomid, that's a woman's pituitary gland drug, and Bonds and one of
yes,
the
masking
Giambis
agent.
Took that.
Yes, yeah,
I mean,
masking agent.
And then the guy, the pitcher on the Angels that fell off the mound and they got him in the clubhouse, and then he ended up dying. Well, he was taking Dextrim, had ephedra in it. And
yeah, he was on
power drinks.
Thank you for sharing.
He killed himself.
Well, yes, yeah. He did, Jim. Thank you for filling us in on all the guys who have done drugs. Yes. Unfortunately, that man passed away. He was on harder drugs. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? I mean, I just want to just comment on the Yankees. At the beginning of the season, the Yankees sold their soul. And I'm a Yankee fan. And we sold our soul to Apple Plus. And Apple Plus decided on this weekend against the Red Sox to basically not show the game, national televised game. And it just irks me the way money, technology, and greed has taken away from one of the greatest sports in America's pastime. And the fact that the St. Louis Cardinals had the same deal with Apple Plus, and we weren't allowed to watch it, the Pujols 699 and 700. So it's like, man, it's a damn shame when it's gotten to the point where moments like this we can enjoy because money, corporations, and teams are just not even caring about the fans.
Well, it is, and thank you, Ezra. It's a business. I mean, we can't be shocked or surprised, and although it's a newer technology, anybody could have watched the games tonight. You just have to know how you can go ahead and stream Apple Plus. So for a lot of people, that's not accurate, but it is business. People are looking at the money, the short term and the long term. But I will agree with this. Yeah, baseball has done a crap job with distributing its product to new viewers, and now they've even alienated a lot of their older ones. Chris is calling from Tulsa. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I will be succinct. First off, there's been doping in baseball to one extent or another almost since the game began. So yes. I'm with you. Their record stands. Congratulations to Pujols. Congratulations to Aaron Judge. Congratulations to the next player that will achieve something. And now I'd like to jump on to the you brought up the Miami and Buffalo game coming up. I believe this is going to be, you know, of course, my team. I think I've told you I'm a South Beach kind of guy, so Miami's my team. I think they're going to win because I'm hoping this defense, which kind of reminds me of the no-name defense, nobody really jumps out. They're just playing really well across the board. And as you brought out, hopefully Tua, Waddle, Hill, I have a little questions with our offensive line at times, but I, like I said, I'm riding the fins this year all the way.
Okay.
Jody Mack has picked for his wallet. He's going with Philadelphia and Miami in the Super Bowl. For my football sense of well-being, I'm hoping fins and feathers make it to the Super Bowl as well.
All right. I wouldn't bet on that, but we'll see, Chris. I actually think Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo in this game, although their defense is pretty smacked around. Let's see if we can get another shootout. I still like Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Carl from Atlanta, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, hello, JR. Just call, kind of make it real quick. Hey, I just want to talk about the steroid situation with baseball and going back. I'll make it real quick. Look, could you imagine Babe Ruth were playing now and he hitting more home runs than teams are hitting? I guarantee everybody out here now would be saying he's doing steroids, he's doing this, he's doing that, and doing that. And let me go to this. Roger Maris, who still has the most home runs in the American League for one season, that people look, they want to make him out to beat him out. But Roger, they'll be looking at, man, Roger Maris is not a home run. How did he come up and do this and that? I mean, the sad part that bothers me a little bit is that we can't enjoy people who's doing great things in baseball. We can't enjoy it because of what Barry Bonds and all the others done in the past. We can't enjoy the greatness of some of the people like Aaron Judge and Pujols.
Think, I think it's a choice. I'm not going to stop anybody from allowing me to enjoy it. I'm just going to tune out some of the individuals. I mean, granted, I got to talk about it here on air. I'm gonna enjoy it until they say, hey, this guy is found guilty of cheating. Until then, what am I worried about it for? Brandon from Seattle, quickly.
Hey, JR. Yeah, back from the dead here. My call dropped. But, yeah, just touching on some points. What the previous caller said, you know, all these players that are breaking records or doing steroids, they're still great. They're all great. And I think we put too much stock into statistics, you know, instead of just actually watching the player.
Okay.
Hall of Fame until proven otherwise, you know, once you're found to have cheated, they can take you out of the Hall of Fame.
Greats
have always been, yeah.
That's news to me, Brandon. But here's the other fact, man. Baseball is a game of numbers. It's stats driven, up and down. People sit down with a scorecard. So to say let's enjoy the players and too much credence into stats, this is why a lot of these guys are celebrated, because of the numbers and stats that they can generate. I can't ignore one over the other. Hey, Carlos, before we roll out of here, do you have any final thoughts on tonight, my man?
The only thing I could say, you know, listen, baseball has been my first love. You know, obviously with the country the way it is right now, football's king. But we're not going to get too many moments like this going forward in baseball. I'll be hard-pressed to think that you're going to see someone hit 600 home runs, let alone 700. So, you know, enjoy all the milestones. You know, it's okay not to get hang up on all the little details. Just enjoy what's unfolding in front of you.
Enjoy it. I mean, we've had enough disappointments. You want to prepare yourself for other ones and just don't watch at all. Congratulations to Albert Pujols as he has hit numbers 699 and 700. Let's see what Aaron Judge can do over the weekend. He is still on the chase for number 61 to tie Roger Maris for the single-season home run mark in the American League. And then, damn it, we got a full slate of football games in the NFL on Sunday, college, Saturday. And then on Monday, it will be crazy. Media days will start to get underway in the NBA. Okay? If you miss me over the weekend, you can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Carlos, thank you for an amazing night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And appreciate all of you for listening. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but don't go anywhere, because Ryan Hickey, he's awesome. I like him a lot. He's up next.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start, sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start, sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found. Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start, sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.